Annie Dugan is the host of Where's Art? Perfect day to stay indoors and listen to the radio, and then to decide where you want to go to see art tonight. Annie Dugan.
Absolutely. There's two great things to do tonight, too. All you have to do is put on a rain slicker, you know, and come indoors. Most people have heat, so that is good. But there's two events tonight. There's one, the Duluth Art Institute is hosting a presentation from the Duluth Public Arts Commission at 5 o'clock, and that is on the economic impact of the arts in Duluth. There was a region-wide study that looked at, you know, just what does arts do for the economy? And it was really positive. And it was really exciting to finally have numbers to show that, look, actually bringing people in to sit in seats to watch plays, to come to art openings, really is great for our region's economy. And this, the Duluth Public Arts Commission asked this study to drill down and see, well, what specifically for Duluth? So I'm really excited they're going to present their results tonight at 5 in the Duluth Art Institute galleries. And then from there, you can head up to ICO, American Indian Housing Organization. At 5 to 7, they're having a reception for Rosie Simas. She gave a dance performance this weekend at the Marshall Performing Arts Center called We Wait in the Darkness. Just an amazing, amazing performance. She's Seneca, and the idea behind the dance performance is that there's traumatic events in ancestral history hold themselves sort of on almost on a molecular level. It's in the bodies and passed on to the bodies. And how do you heal from those traumatic events? And how do you heal from some really intense things that have happened to that, to the Seneca people, to Anishinaabe people? So ICO is hosting two amazing performances this weekend already, but they're hosting a reception for her tonight from 5 to 7. She's a Guggenheim Fellow. It's amazing that we had her perform here in Duluth. So if you miss the dance performances, it's okay. You can still come to the reception and meet her. There'll be an exhibit up about her work. So come to ICO tonight for that. And then on Wednesday at UMD, there's a new Elizabeth LePence, who's an amazing artist who just moved to the area, specifically chose Duluth as where she wanted to create her art. She was living in the Seattle region. She's a game designer, new media artist, amazing, amazing young artist. She's giving a talk called Games as Pathways to Indigenous Health and Well-Being. And she uses this game development, video game, board games, to as a tool for Anishinaabe people to learn health and well-being. So it'll be fascinating to hear her take on how she creates art towards that purpose. And then on Friday, October 30th, the Tweed is hosting, I'm so excited, everyone should put this on their list, at 6 p.m. at the Tweed, the Great Lakes Woodland Skirt Fashion Show. It's a mother-daughter team that have created a whole series of explorations into woodland women's fashion of the Great Lakes region historically. So from the 17th to the 19th century, they've researched extensively. They've just done amazing things with sewing, beadwork, shell work. It's both a beautiful thing to look at, but also to understand why those skirts look the way they do. It's going to be fabulous. So that's from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Tweed on Friday. And then there is, don't forget to, the Duluth Art Institute is hosting an event called Artistic Duluth Design Edition. It's their fall auction, and it'll be all design-themed and design-focused, as is the rest of the Duluth Art Institute year. So that's November 7th, but it's never too early to start planning.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Annie, thanks a million for joining us, and we'll schmooze with you again in a week.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, every Monday at 8:20, right here on 103.3 KUMD.